Anxiety! Ow!
Anxiety sucks, dude. What I've been dealing the past, like, month is selling the building. It's hard to sell a freaking industrial building. Hey, if anyone wants to buy a building, it's in Burbank.
Yeah, I thought somebody had it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Just in case they fall out, you know?
Yeah, that happens. Why is it harder than a house?
I don't know. Just, like, laws with, like, business property. It's just, like, you gotta check, like, you know. I have no idea. I just say it takes longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I've been struggling with?
Streaming.
Sleeping. I hurt my back.
How did you hurt your back?
I don't know. I think it might have been the 24-hour stream I did on twitch.tv/AlexWasabi. But I don't know what I did, but something. And then I've been walking around like friggin' Snow White when she, or the Evil Queen when she turns into the old lady, like hunchback.
Yeah.
I've been walking like that for like 4 days.
What?
I got in a massage. Uh-huh. It helped for like 10 minutes.
Yep.
And then I was right back to it. And then I got an inversion table.
Uh-huh.
So he just turns you. You saw that?
Yeah, he passed out, bro.
I hurt my back, so I just have not been sleeping very well because I'm not invincible, man.
You're right. You know what I want to do again?
What?
Do we have weed?
You want to smoke on the
plane? Yeah. No. Like pre. Because I remember last time we did it, we were like laughing for no reason. It was so funny.
I could acquire some for next time.
Okay.
We should do
another one for next time. That was actually a funny podcast.
And it might be good for my back.
So
April Fool's was yesterday.
How was April?
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Thank you.
He got married on April Fool's 2 years ago.
Did we rally though?
What'd you guys do?
Huh?
What'd you guys do?
We just chill at the house. We ate at this place called Vespertine.
Okay.
It's in Culver City.
Did you kiss?
No. We don't do that. We've never kissed ever. Yuck. We'll wait until like our golden anniversary.
Yeah.
But we had this place. It's pretty cool. It's called Vespertine in Culver City. It's a 2-Michelin-star restaurant.
Dang.
You ever
is
been
that
to a
good?
Michelin-star restaurant?
What's the ranking thing again?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, so it's 2 out of 3. I thought it was out of 5. I was like, 2's not that good, bro.
Yeah. 2's the middle. I mean, they're all different.
Michelin, anything is good, right?
It depends. I mean, like the one yesterday, it was like an experience. It was more like vibes.
Yeah.
It was like, ooh.
You didn't like it?
It was interesting. My stomach hurts right now just because like the meals, it's like we had like a 12-course meal and all the meals were interesting, but they were good. The first meal was like flowers. Like a flower soup. Like literally like, you know, have you seen Midsommar?
Yeah.
Like, you know, with the daisies of the headbands.
Yeah.
It's like eating that.
It tastes good.
It tastes good.
Okay.
And then we had like quail.
Ooh, quail? Quail, yeah.
Yeah, quail's good. And then the desserts were like beet parfait.
Oh, I thought you meant like they beat like, oh.
No. Yeah. But it's good. You ever been to one?
What, Michelin?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't remember them though, but I'm pretty sure. I've been to some unique restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
But did you do any April Fool's pranks?
No.
I did one.
Okay.
I was on stream and I was like, I never freaking do April Fool's or care about April Fool's or like anything, but my chat, I was like fixing my inversion table because I was like, oh, I got this because my back. And then they were like, then I looked at the chat and then they're like, oh no, Alex, stop. Alex, what? No.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? What happened? What happened? And then they're like, hey, April Fools. And I was like, oh, they got my ass. They really did. And then they did it again. I said, hey, let's do it again to Alexis. So she came in, they did it to her too. She was like, what? And then I was like, okay, it's like that. Let's go, chat. So then I fixed the inversion table. I got on it, and then I went upside down. And then I was like, how long can I stay like this? And they were like, 10 seconds max. And I was like, well, I had this other guy tell, I was talking to him about inversion tables. He said he can't do it because he has high blood pressure.
Oh.
And I have high blood pressure, so I don't know what that means. Like, is he going to pass out? Is it bad for your heart? What, or your brain?
Yeah.
What is it?
Do you have high blood pressure? You don't.
I don't think so. I have high cholesterol.
You're a liar.
So then I was like, I was trying to build it up to prank them. And then I got on it and then I was like, okay, I'm going to just do 30 seconds, guys. It's fine. And everyone's like, no, 10. And I was like, it's okay. And I counted to 21 and then I was holding onto the rails on purpose. And then at 21, I was like, whoa. And I let my hands go. And then I stayed like that for like 4 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
and they were calling me, my like some of the mods, I give them my phone number.
Yeah.
They were calling me on Discord. They were calling me. My mom was calling me and I was just ignoring it. And then after a few minutes, I was like, April Fools. And they got so mad. They were like, you. And I was like, usually the mod. So I have a mod named Sabrina.
Yeah.
Usually she flags it. If there's like the F word anywhere, she'll like, she'll delete that or she'll whatever. But she was leaving it. And I was like, oh, she's mad.
Oh.
They were all pissed. And I was like, you guys pranked me first. And they're like, it's not the same. That is not the same thing. But whatever.
Yeah, that was intense, bro. Whenever you prank people, you go hard. Remember that one time you pranked me?
Yeah. No.
Same thing.
No.
It's like, oh, you pranked me. You said, oh, no. Okay, let me just pass out. Pass out, pretend I died.
I didn't do that.
It's not the same. It's not the same intensity.
Passing out and dying are different things, okay? April Fools.
All they said is, oh, no. And yeah. Said, I'm going to pretend to die. That's two different levels of, like, pranking.
I didn't die. I was not pretending I was dying. I pretended I passed out. But they also knew nobody was home because I was talking about, I was like, nobody's home. I better keep my phone near me.
All this stuff. So the phones rang while you were passed out and you ignored it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so messed up, bro.
I was like, how long should I stay like this? And then I was debating in my head. I was like, okay, I don't want to scare anybody too bad, but I probably should like hold it for a little while to make sure everybody gets like, oh, prank.
What would have happened if you stayed like that for 30 minutes?
I probably...
They would have called 911. Someone could have called 911.
Oh, yeah. I probably wouldn't be able to get up.
Oh.
Because I'll be so... All the blood will be in my head. I won't be able to pull myself up. So I was like staying and I was like, okay. I was like just checking my stats internally. I was like, okay.
That's
my head's
crazy.
Good. I'm thinking. I was doing math questions just to make sure I'm coherent.
Yeah.
And but I was upside down for a long time.
Did it help?
It did help a lot. But it's still not great. Like sitting down here, this is the longest I've sat down in like 4 days.
Mm.
Because sitting down in that chair hurts. I think I need a new chair.
Yeah. What chair do you have?
I thought I had an okay chair, but I guess there's like a lot better chairs, but they're super expensive.
My chair was like $20 from Amazon.
Yeah, mine is probably like $100.
Yeah.
It looks cool. It looks fun. It has lumbar. So I thought, I don't know.
Oh, mine's like the regular chair. Like knowing like, oh, I'm probably just going to just fall out the chair. I don't want to get too expensive.
Before. But people are like, dude, you should invest in a chair. You're going to be sitting there for hours forever. And I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But also I'm very financially safe. I'm every little thing. I'm like, oh, okay. No, I don't need that. Oh no. Large fries. No. Medium.
It used to not be like that, right?
I used to not be like that.
Okay. Let's travel back in time. Right.
Yep.
Okay. When, let's say 2017, 2018,
mm-hmm.
What was your financially spending methods back in the day compared to now?
Oh man. I would just spend, like, I wouldn't even think about it. I would be like, oh, my family, they just tell me the next day I'll buy their tickets. Everybody's coming to California.
Yeah.
I would book all California or Disneyland fast passes for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One time I went to Universal and there was like, I was with a group of 10 people and none of us had a fast pass. So I bought everybody a fast pass.
This is because you want, I feel you though. I would do the same thing because you want everyone to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you would want to share the wealth. Share to get good health.
But I think that's what I learned from Wasabi Productions. Since we got back together, I put all that money into it. I feel like things happen for a reason. And even though I lost like way more than I should have been more on that and be like, oh, actually.
Yeah.
But since I did that, I found I'm saving now $15,000 a month that I was spending on people that were stealing from me and all this stuff. That had credit card fraud.
Have you been
fraud.
To a therapist, bro? Because this is like the 10th time you talked about it.
Yeah, but this is just where I've learned. Like, there was credit card theft, time theft. My financial team was overcharging me. And so I found all that out because we got back together.
Oh.
And I got tighter on things. And I was like, oh, let me see. And then I found all this out that was happening. And I was like, damn.
So you're saying if we didn't get back together.
Yeah, I would still be.
You would still be
stolen
with the
from.
Same people.
Yep. I would have still been paying $15,000 a month without knowing. And like just people stealing and like it was crazy. So I got all that out of my system, out of my life. So now I'm like, oh, okay, now I can build. Now we're in the Twitch arc.
Well, Twitch arc, you know what I saw earlier?
Huh.
You know how we had a pandemic, right? And then
when?
I don't know, like 5 years ago.
Okay.
And people who were on Twitch benefited from it, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's this video I saw. There's this Japanese woman who predicted a lot of things.
Oh?
Starting with Princess Diane's death. He's like, oh, she's
going to
die.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, she was like, okay, 9/11 happened.
Yep.
The pandemic happened. You know what the next catastrophic event
that
will
she
be? That she predicted?
What is it?
A tsunami.
When?
July.
This July. Where?
Japan, Philippines, that area. I don't know if it's going to happen, but if it happens, this is July. If you see this in July and a big tsunami happens, then she's telling the truth. If that happens, the next event after that is another pandemic.
When?
2030.
Oh, so okay. I better start getting my live stream up.
Yeah, live stream. That's what I'm saying. You know? So if the tsunami does happen, I hope it doesn't, because a lot of people will die.
I had a friend that was talking about how he started live streaming in the pandemic, and like Among Us was like the big thing back then, and it really blew up. And he said during the pandemic, he would get like 1,000 subs every day.
Damn.
He's not even doing anything interesting. It's just people are just home and bored, and they're like, here you go. And so like he's just getting like probably 20 to 30 times the subs that people get now.
Yeah.
And like he's not the biggest creator.
Yeah.
And so like the bigger creators are getting even crazier amounts.
Yeah.
So he was like, that's what I was getting. Imagine what other people are getting. And I was like, dang, I should have freaking started back then.
It's okay. 2030, bro.
2030.
If it happens. I hope it doesn't.
The thing with freaking psychics and like that predictions and stuff is they always talk about the things they got right. How many predictions did she get wrong?
Nope. I saw the comments and they fact checked her. She made 15 predictions.
Yeah.
12 of them were right.
And 3 of them have not happened, or they're wrong?
They're wrong.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's good.
Because she can like say 2,000 things and get like 3 things right.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, if you say things, then it'll eventually happen.
Yeah.
But they fact checked her.
Yeah.
12 out of 15 things she said were correct.
Dang.
So I don't know. We'll see.
What's the most you've been injured?
bro. Most I have been in, it depends, physically or mentally?
Physically. Mentally, that's too deep.
We're gonna cry if we go emotional. We can go in there. physically, most I've like been in pain.
Yeah, like you've been hurt.
Oh yeah, for sure. I remember I was freshman in high school. Matt, our friend Matt.
Yeah.
He invited me to his aunt's house in South Carolina. And there was this little dock thing, because she lived behind a lake.
Yeah.
And there was this dock thing where we would just, like, jump off and go to the lake. But my dumbass, okay, decided to do a front flip. But the thing is, with the dock, there is, like, this little, like,
lip.
Not lip, but there's, like, an awning or, like a roof.
Oh, not that high.
Oh! So when I did the front flip, My freaking, I'll show you right now.
Wait, you have a scar?
Yeah, from the thing. So the back of my foot hit the
awning.
The awning and sliced it really hard, and I fell in the pool. I still have it from right here.
And it was gushing?
It was gushing blood for like, you know, a couple hours. I should have gotten a stitch, but I'm like, I'm good.
Didn't?
I did not. But to this day, it still hurts.
Hurts,
yeah, if you put enough pressure it like stings and hurts, so there's like a lot of like nerve damage.
Dang.
Right there. I don't know, here, it's right there. That's crazy.
I remember that happening. I didn't know that you still were dealing with it.
Yeah. But oh, you do remember
when you were telling me the story. I was like, oh yeah, you hit the thing. Sliced your foot. But I didn't know there's a scar still.
Yeah, it's still there. It's not healing. I don't know why.
So what'd you do? He just helped you up to the house and then...
helped me up, and then his aunt had like a peroxide. We just like drenched you in peroxide and alcohol, and then I just dealt with it the whole trip.
Dang.
And apparently until now, that's probably why I have freaking foot pain.
Yeah, I have back pain because one of our friends, childhood friends, Spartan kicked me in the back because I was beating him in basketball.
That's very childish.
It was. We were like 17 or 16. We're playing basketball. My team's beating his team. It's like an actual game with refs and stuff.
Yeah.
They call. It's like halftime. He's mad. So he comes over. I didn't even do anything to him. I was just beating his team. I don't even think I like crossed him up or anything.
Yeah.
And he just came over and Spartan kicked me in the back. And I collapsed to the floor. And ever since then, I've had back problems. And yeah. I remember like dropping to the floor. And I was like, what the f-? And I looked back, and then he's just like, he didn't realize drop kicking someone to the back was going to hurt.
Yeah.
Like, he was just didn't know. I don't know.
Like, full force?
Yeah. He's like, boom. He, like, threw his hands back and, like, boom. From what people told me, because I was facing the other way.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, ah. And then it's just like when Aang from Avatar hit his back on that thing to awaken his Avatar state at the end. That's what it was like for me. And ever since then, I've had back problems. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've had foot problems. Yeah. I'm sorry, bro.
Freaking high school.
Yeah.
What else? I've gotten a concussion.
Yeah, the most pain. That's not the most pain you've ever been in?
No, even the concussion didn't really hurt. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
Everything was bright. Sounds were loud. I hit the back of my head one time, but I was a kid, so I don't remember how much it hurt. But I remember I was trying to learn how to skate in my house because my friend gave me her old rollerblades. They were Barbie ones, whatever. And so
ew,
I'm trying,
Barbie.
Hey! So I'm trying to learn how to skate back and forth in my little, in our apartment. And I would get a running start from the living room and then go into the kitchen and just go across the hard floor.
Yeah.
And then I guess my sister spilled some water or something and I didn't know. And then I slipped on the water, hit my head on the bottom of the counter, like the point.
Yeah. Oh, ow.
And I still have a scar back here. And all I remember is like, boom. And then I hear my mom screaming like bloody murder, like a Filipino mom, like, ah, no, my baby.
Yeah.
I was like, what? It's okay. And I didn't know I was bleeding like crazy. And then I remember passing out. And then the next thing I know, I woke up in the car and my mom is like cradling my head, crying really hard. And I'm just like, what is happening?
Bro.
And then I pass back out. And then I remember waking up with this like face down on a doctor table. And I just feel pressure like on the back of my head. I'm like, what? And he's stitching my head closed.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And it didn't super hurt. I guess they numbed it. But I could feel just something being pushed into my head over and over. And I was like, what? And then I just got a bunch of stitches back.
This is why we have anxiety, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, dialing it back to the theme of the title of the video, anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why we have anxiety, bro.
Anxiety, man.
Do you have a family curse, like generational curse that your family deals with and it's up to you to break it?
Hey, man.
Anything?
You know, the only way to break a generational curse.
Yeah.
Is to stop listening to the generation that was cursed.
What if they all died?
No, I mean, like, you can't make the mistakes your parents made.
Oh.
Like, you got to try to fix the mistakes to get out of the curse from the generation before you that was last cursed.
Example.
So...
Hypothetical. It could be hypothetical.
If,
Like, you're saying if, like, your parents are, like... God forbid, abusive.
Yeah, so if the dad talks to the mom a certain way and it's always been like that and everybody learned from their dad how to talk to women, how to talk to your wife, then you got to break that, go to therapy, try like put it into practice. It's up to you to break it so you don't pass to your kids.
Got it. You have to do it to another wife.
Yeah, but they
yours? Is that what you're saying?
It's hypothetical. It's not the situation I'm in.
Yeah, I know,
but you gotta like, I guess I don't know about that quote, but because you can listen to them about like, oh, what mistakes should I not make?
Yeah,
or like, but a lot of times when you're in a generational curse, you don't even realize.
Yeah, it's just like patterns. You got used to over time.
Yeah, that's just how you learned how to talk to your partner, and then so that's how like I've like with previous relationships, you can tell like we would fight all the time and I'm like, why are we always fighting? Because my parents didn't fight this much.
Yes.
But her parents or their parents fought all the time. So that's what they associate with love. They're like, oh, if you love somebody, you fight all the time.
Mm.
And so that's just like, it's hard to break.
Yeah. People are deeply rooted in that. I think social media makes it easier to like acknowledge these like concerns.
Yeah.
Even if you don't think about it, like, oh, that makes sense. People are more woke. But I feel like if you're more woke, you get more anxious.
Yeah, like Rachel Ziegler.
What's that?
In Snow White.
Huh.
She went super woke and ended up Snow White became the one of the lowest movies rated on IMDb, not just in Disney. And it's the lowest performing live action Disney movie ever created because of Rachel.
What?
Yeah. First of all, she went and she's like a PR disaster. And she went on to like during the press tour and she said, oh, Snow White is dated. The print, there's no love, there's no prince in this one. Nobody's gonna come
so
save
the damsel.
Yeah,
why?
She said nobody's gonna save the damsel in distress. She's her own person. She can do whatever she wants. She doesn't need a man. And that guy was pretty much stalking her. And so she's like on the beloved first Disney huge movie that Disney was made off of. She's just trashing it, being like, it sucks. If you, and then like all this stuff. And then she started getting into political views, and her co-star, Gal Gadot, is was on the other side. So like she was like pro-Palestine or pro whatever. And then Gal Gadot was on the other side. So then that happened. And then she went on and told all the Trump supporters, don't watch my movie. I don't need you. I don't need your support.
Dude.
And so like she alienated. She made a beloved classic
How
movie fairy you tale. Know, I don't know.
Gen Z?
I don't know. I bet she's like mid-20s. But so she did that. And now the movie's tanked. And then she was supposed to be a voice in the next Toy Story coming up. She got cut. She was supposed to be in the next Pirates of the Caribbean. She got cut. And then she was supposed to do a trilogy horror movie she was lined up for. Got cut.
Oh, my God. Well, dang. Good for her for speaking her views.
Yeah, but like, it's just like,
think about
she's
what you
like,
gotta say.
Yeah, especially in the climate. It's like, oh, you can talk about that after the movie, but not during the press tour in interviews for a beloved movie.
I get it. Like, people have their opinions. And it's like, it's awesome to have, but like, just think about it, dude. Just like, yo, is this the right time to say it? Maybe it's better to be quiet than to say it now. You can say it later, like you said.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well.
Yep, she got. And then, they cut her press tour. They made it, like, private events only to promote the movie near the premiere. They didn't have, like, a big red carpet for her because they couldn't risk her talking.
Yeah.
And then she tried to post a thing. After all this backlash, before the movie came out, she compared herself to a timeless masterpiece at the Louvre called The Winged Something. And so, like, she was like, oh, this art piece showed up to the Louvre, but it was broken on accident.
Yeah.
And people still lined up to see that masterpiece, just like they'll still line up for me in movie theaters, despite my flaws and my cracks. And then nobody showed up.
Oh, no!
Like, it was bad. I was like, dang! You know,
is the movie out right now?
Yeah, it's out right now. I kind of want to see it because of how bad it's doing.
It's actually pretty bad.
It's I don't know.
Or are they rated it bad because of her?
Well,
she's in it.
So she ruined it. But the worst part about the movie specifically apparently was Gal Gadot.
Oh,
because she's just not I feel like she's not the best actress. And like all her it's one of those actresses where all the lines, all the characters that she plays are the same person. Just like, you know. Like she can't like do other characters. She just does
What's
same
the
character for every role.
What is her role like?
She's the evil queen.
Oh, I've never seen her do an evil role though.
Yeah, I don't know, but But then they said Rachel Zegler actually wasn't bad because she is a phenomenal singer.
Okay,
that's pretty much all she has. She's not the best actress, but she's a really good singer.
Yeah,
and she came from Broadway. So, that happened.
I kind of want to see it.
I kind of want to see it, too.
I'm
going to wait till it comes out on stream, but I'm going to watch it for sure.
Wait, what's the rating? Hold on. Let me look at the rating.
1.5, I think. That was the lowest it got out of 10 on IMDb. I don't know if it went up from there, but...
What?
Yeah, it was $370 million to make that movie.
Oh, my God. 1.5 out of 10.
Yeah. It's one of the lowest ever on IMDb out of all movies ever.
What? I wonder if it's just like a cult. Just
I wonder,
like rating it low.
I think the best
I've never seen a 1.5 IMDb movie.
It was just everybody's like, it's just too woke. Like Disney's been pushing woke stuff on us for so long and they're trying to be like ahead of the game. They're like, oh, feminism, we'll go super feminism. Oh, diversity, we'll go super diversity. And they're trying to like be ahead of everybody and push everybody into this.
Yeah.
But like times change. So if you make a movie, it comes out a year later, it's going to be different stuff. So just stay away from woke stuff and just do good messages or make the movie awesome.
Yeah,
like don't worry about
just have a good time with your loved one before it's too late.
Yeah.
That's a good message.
Stuff like that. I don't know why they got away from that, but I wonder what the best live action movie is that they've done.
I think Jungle Book was lit. I mean, have you seen Jungle Book?
Yeah.
I think it was good. I had a good time.
I know that The Lion King, the remake, got like $1 billion.
The
live action 3D one.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Mufasa. We just watched Mufasa.
Bueno?
And I loved it.
Okay.
But I heard so much about it. Now I'm thinking, is Snow White really that bad? Because Mufasa was awesome.
Oh.
And I liked it. And then you know that song that everybody's making fun of on TikTok? It's like, my brother. What? How's it go, baby? Oh yeah, my brother.
Yeah.
That was actually a good song.
Oh yeah,
and it was cool. But when you take a little clip of it, it looks like that's corny. But it was really good.
Okay, I gotta watch it because I like the regular Lion King.
Mufasa
movie.
Was good. You're gonna like it.
Okay,
it's good. Yeah, and Scar, they go into their backstory of how they met, how they grew up together because they weren't like blood brothers, but they show how everything happened.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right, my brother.
What do you think about the
what's up, my brother?
Studio Ghibli animation or AI?
It was cool.
You like it?
I love it.
There's a lot of controversy about
there
it.
There is.
Yeah.
I'm like, this was after like I started using it all the time.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you can't.
Yeah. Did somebody say that to you?
No.
Just yeah,
like
me
people.
Either.
Like, oh, come on, man. That's like art form. It makes sense though.
It makes sense, but I was...
it's not our fault that ChatGPT has that option.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I was
fault.
Like, I had a friend that actually hired artists. So the controversy behind it is, like, if you use AI, then you're taking work from artists and stuff and, like, stuff. But my friend posted, like, 5 pictures that he paid an artist to do.
Sure.
And they look cool, but I feel like the AI was a little bit better.
AI is crazy. So heads up. I don't know if you can still do it now. Can you still
you
do
can,
it?
Yeah.
You go to ChatGPT. You upload a picture and then be like, recreate this photo using Studio Ghibli style. And then it'll recreate it like almost perfectly into the Studio Ghibli artwork format.
And it looks so cool.
It looks amazing.
You know what else I found out?
What?
I asked ChatGPT, I probably did like 20 pictures.
Uh-huh.
And then it said, you want to try another one? And I was like, what other options are there?
Yeah.
There's so many.
Like
there's
artwork?
So many.
Like Simpsons?
Yeah.
And
no,
like-
no, you can do like Halloween theme, like scary, creepy. Oh. You could do Pixar.
Disney. Yeah,
there's so many options. And then one that surprised me said, would you like to do one in Filipino ancestral style? And I was like, what? Look at that.
All right, well, let's take a sip of this Huel.
Black edition chocolate. Let's go. Ooh, nutritional complete ready-to-drink meal. Ooh. Let's get it.
Ooh. You had a meal yet today?
Bagel.
A bagel. This one has all the nutrients you need.
Ooh,
for
it
the
smells
day.
Good. I feel like I gotta shake it up first. Do we gotta shake it up? Let me make sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's good?
Yeah. We interrupt this program to give you our sponsor for today's episode, Huel, Black Edition, ready to drink.
Make sure to go to huel.com/spicyfruit and use our code SPICYFRUIT to get 15% off your first order and a free gift.
So, I don't eat breakfast or lunch.
Same.
Yes.
That's what I was going
to
say.
But Huel's been making it a lot easier for me just to get all my macros done. It has calcium too because my poops have been nice.
Yeah, I actually, like, I wake up. And I gotta go. A lot of times I'm busy. I don't eat, I don't drink, or I grab Huel.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just the freaking convenience of it. There's no prep, no hassle, no nothing. You just grab it, open it, drink it, done.
Yeah. Dude, banana flavor has been so.
That's your favorite?
Yes.
That's my
favorite.
No freaking
way.
No freaking
way.
Yes. Oh.
Yes, it's just like, especially since we stream, I hate eating, and I kind of like eating in front of my viewers, but mm-hmm. like it's just so convenient because like, you get go and then play the next game
so quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like go.
Yeah,
and it's cheaper than freaking coffee. Coffee's expensive.
It's like $6.
Yeah, it's cheaper than coffee. It's ready to go. It's you're just it has everything you need.
Just to give you guys a quick summary of how effective this is, Huel Black Edition Ready to Drink contains all the vitamins and minerals you need throughout the day.
Yeah, and freaking nutrition experts already did all the work, so it takes the guesswork out of eating and drinking healthy.
35 grams of protein,
yep.
27 different vitamins and minerals, and it's low in sugar.
Yup.
It's literally the balanced meal.
So with Huel Black Edition ready to drink, you can't go wrong. So make sure to go to huel.com/spicyfruit and use our code SPICYFRUIT to get 15% off your first order and a free gift. The thing with it is, you know, the whole controversy behind the using AI for that?
It's stealing. Because they're intellectual property and then you just make new stuff with them.
Yeah. So the creator of Studio Ghibli, years ago, he said he finds AI disgusting.
Ah.
So that's why, that's the big controversy. Like, everybody's like, oh, you're posting Studio Ghibli, but like, there's a bunch of controversy behind it. But I was like, oh, because we're in 2025. We're getting to the point where I could film just like any TikTok, or I could film a little sketch with you and me for like a minute.
Yep.
And then I could put it into AI and they can make a whole animated Studio Ghibli short for me.
That's crazy, dude.
And like, we're going to get to that point one day. And I think that would be dope. But then, yeah, the artists and the AI and the actors and the writers, they're going to be like, yo.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to distinguish between AI and reality eventually. Yeah, right now, you can tell if it's AI.
Yeah.
Right? You kinda watch TikToks and then there's like multiple people showing up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I feel like post-tsunami, we will get to the part, to the point where you can't distinguish.
Yeah.
We can just film a podcast and we don't even have to be here.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That'd be crazy. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's getting crazy. It's getting out there.
It is.
I don't know. I
wonder. How was your birthday?
It was good.
Happy birthday. Yay. What the? Wow.
I did a 24-hour stream.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what are you doing for birthday? I was like, I'm going to be in my room. For 24 hours, I was in the room. I did the sleep stream, which was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I did wake up every once in a while. They would play something scary. I'd be like, go! And then I'd go back to sleep. Go! And go back to sleep. So that was fun. I had friends. We played Repo. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there.
Couldn't make it. But we got on the front page. Twitch put us on the front page during Repo, and then they did this thing called the Golden Kappa Train.
Okay.
So I was like, I was on stream with some other streamers playing, and I was like, yo, what's a Golden Kappa Train? And it's like, you know where Hype Train pops up, it's purple.
Yeah.
So it was gold, and I was like, what's happening? And Crawford said, oh, you got it? And I was like, yeah, it's on right now. And he's like, dude. And I was like, what? He's like, only one streamer at a time gets that in the world. So out of the millions of people, I got the Golden Kappa. And they said when people gift or bits or cheers or whatever, they get like a special emote that you can only get from that Golden Kappa Train when it pops up.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo! So that was really cool.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a really cool birthday present from my girlfriend.
What'd you get?
She made me a little rug.
I saw that!
Hand-stitched.
Yeah.
Goku, blue around it, like Super Saiyan God. Or blue. And then it said wasabi on it.
That was so sick.
Yeah.
Wow,
and then Aaron got me these for IRL streaming, the mics.
Yeah.
You know, the ones I've been borrowing from him.
Yep.
He just got me my own.
You know, so I also got you that, but I returned it, so you're
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh! Did I tell you? Oh, Aaron got that for me?
Yeah. Oh. With the basketball, I was like,
I thought you were joking.
No, I was for real.
I told him, I was like, oh yeah, Aaron, I was like, I borrowed Aaron's mics and I went over there before my birthday and I was like, I think I'm just going to order these because I keep coming over here to borrow them. And he was like, no, don't. I was like, why? He's like, don't. Your birthday's coming up. And I was like, oh, I ruined it.
He got
and
so microphone.
I joked about it with Roy and Roy was like, damn it.
Oh my God.
I did the same thing.
No. So I returned it. I still haven't researched, but I'll surprise you one day.
Yeah, whatever. whatever else I need for IRL streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got the mics. I think I just need like a
chair. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chairs be nice. We can split it. If it's like, if you look and it's like, oh, that's expensive. Let's split it because I'd rather get a better chair than
the best chair you can probably get is like a Harman Miller.
How much is that?
Like over a K.
Like a lot over it?
Depends.
How much was the mics?
What mics?
The ones that you had to return.
Like $300.
Oh. Damn. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, right.
So that was my birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Streaming. How was sleeping in the stream? Like you said, it was just.
It
like,
wasn't too bad. Yeah.
Weird.
It was weird. It was weird. I made a realization when I was like about. I was in bed. I had the camera on. I had a little light on. And I was like, all right, guys. And then I was in bed. And then I was like, trying to sleep, I couldn't sleep, so I was like, let me read chat. So I grabbed my phone, I start reading chat, and the chat was like, okay, he's almost asleep. Oh, here we go, let's do it. And I was like, what? And then I was like, hold on, hey, wait, are you guys not gonna sleep with me? I was like, are you guys gonna stay up? Are you waiting for me to fall asleep to scare me? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I thought it was like a big sleepover.
No,
I thought they were gonna go to sleep too.
I would never sleep with a streamer.
I thought, weird, bro. You know when you're FaceTiming and then you're like, you fall asleep on FaceTime and then they fall asleep? I thought it was going to be like that. But no, they just want to watch me sleep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Times have changed, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone's a troll now, bro.
It was interesting. And then I did it again a couple days later because I missed the stream because my back. And I was like, oh, let's do another sleep stream because then I don't have to sit in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
So we did another sleep stream, and then they did it again, and she experienced it. She slept with me. And Kian came on, like, in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh, and he scared us.
Oh, he ran in the house?
Yeah, no, on stream. Oh. He randomly bought something to scare us. He's never gifted me, never rated me, never nothing. Yeah, yeah. But when he had the opportunity to scare me in the middle of my sleep, he's like, I got you. Boom!
I thought you came, like, in the window, like...
No. But he scared me. It was interesting. It's just tiring. The next day, you're just like, whoa, because you don't realize that your sleep gets messed up because you only wake up for a couple seconds, but it disturbs your sleep pattern. So
yeah, that's what having a baby's like, right?
Probably. Yeah. You're like, oh. Yeah. Are you going to get a night nurse?
If we're super tired, we'll hire one.
Oh, just for sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I think...
Like, if we were like, oh, we need, like, 8 hours to recharge for the next week, then...
Yeah, because it's worth it. People are like, oh, you should be the one to do it. You're a bad parent. But if you're not at 100% for your kids in the daytime, then you're only running at, like, 50% all the time.
Yeah.
That's not good for the kid.
Yeah.
And I think I would do night nurse on the weekends.
On the weekends?
Just on the weekends.
Oh, that's not like, a bad idea.
Like, you know what? Because, like... They talk about what would you put first between mom, wife, daughter? Who comes first?
Mom.
Okay.
Wait, what's the options?
Wife, daughter, mom.
Wife, daughter, mom. Oh, mom. Wait. Wife first. Absolutely.
Of course, yeah. That's what I was waiting for you to get there.
Yeah, it's wife.
Okay.
Wife, daughter, mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's what I was thinking. But I was watching this clip and everybody that answered was like, mom first, mom first. And then I was like
mother, like Grace. Yeah, Grace,
yeah,
and Mirabelle.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I mean, it's mom first, but until you get married.
Yeah.
But once it goes from girlfriend to wife, then wife is your person.
Exactly.
You become one flesh with your wife.
Are they saying that post-marriage?
Mom still matters? Well, wife, mom, and daughter. Okay, yeah. Okay. So I was like, oh, because.
Who said this?
It was just a clip, but they were talking about biblically.
Uh-huh.
It's after you get married, you become one flesh with your wife. You don't become one flesh with your daughter, even though she is from your flesh.
Yeah.
And you're not one flesh with your mom. So when you get married, that's your new family. And then they also said something, and I was like, whoa, I never thought about that. They said, once you get married, then your parents become extended family. So that the grandparents, they're not part of the core family anymore.
Oh.
Because then you're one of the kids, but once you get married, then you're the dad. I mean, you're the husband, you're the wife, then you have the kids. That's immediate family. I always thought, like, grandparents counted in immediate family. Like, cousins don't count.
Cousins don't count. Yeah, yeah.
But I thought the grandparents did, but they said, no, once you start a family, that's what parents should want. They want you to grow up and start your own family and go on your own journey.
Oh.
You shouldn't be like, you're
so
our daughter.
Our parents don't matter anymore.
No, they matter. Oh,
okay. All right. Like,
it's just your family comes first. Your wife comes
first.
Got it. So it goes wife, then daughter, then...
Good thing you said that. I was about to abandon my parents after this podcast.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Okay.
People are like, okay, so what would you do if you could only save one? It was your wife and your daughter.
Oh, my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can always have more babies. Make more. Right? No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like,
that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But then somebody said... one of the answers, they said, oh, mom comes first because the wife is replaceable. And I was like, dang. I was like, come on, man. That's harsh. The daughter is replaceable. No, I'm just kidding. But nobody's replaceable.
No one's replaceable.
Yeah,
but if I had the option,
yeah.
We actually kind of talked about this, saving my wife.
Yeah, and they say, like, the best marriages, the best family, the best like bring up is to put your wife first.
Mm.
Even to let your kids know your wife comes first so they know how a relationship works. And they're like, oh, you are the most important. I would put my life on the line for my daughter.
Nah.
But the wife comes first so we can be better parents for you. Facts. And you can grow up in a good environment so you don't see us fighting all the time. I'm never complaining about my wife.
Yeah.
I'm always... bragging about my wife. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, your mom, oh man, she got up and made breakfast for us. Look at this. This is amazing. Instead of being like, whatever. And just complaining. You should never complain about your partner in front of your kids.
Mm, facts. Man, breaking the curse.
What's your feed made of in Instagram?
Oh, we just talked about this during your birthday. I was like, hey, Leo, show your feed. He said, no.
And he was like, here you go.
No, not
oh, my feet. Back. Oh, I can't put my foot up.
It's a lot of, what is it? One Piece.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, when you're scrolling through, what pops up? Like not on there, on your normal Instagram.
People's feeds, and then just random basketball, and then
anime.
Let's just see when a random one goes. Here, suggested reels. Hacks. Oh, look, baby. There's a baby.
Yeah. All mine is freaking relationship, marriage,
yep,
and kids, and relationship jokes, and anime,
yeah,
and boxing.
Mine is foot pain, pranks. Mine is random, bro.
Yeah,
I don't think you want to see my feed right now.
But she, but yeah, everything. Everything I see, I send her, I DM Alexis everything, because everything that pops up is relationship related or baby related,
yeah,
or
yeah,
stuff like that. And so I just know a lot about parenting.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready. Been ready for a long time, so we'll see when it happens.
Are you planning on like trying one day, like soon?
Okay. Dude, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's very hard.
No,
I didn't realize how hard it was.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's hard to get pregnant.
Like you don't know how?
No, I mean you put the thing inside and make it all right. That's how you do it. No, this is not hard. It's like the chances of getting pregnant, let's say, you know, your partner is ovulating at maximum capacity.
Yeah.
Let's say you're both healthy and both fertile. It's still like a 15% chance.
Yeah. And the older you get, it gets harder and harder and harder.
Yeah, it decreases dramatically.
Yeah, apparently like the prime age for a woman to get pregnant is like 20 or like early 20s. I was like, dang. Bro.
Times have changed.
They used to have...
Do you have a life after that?
My grandma, she was 16, and my grandfather was 24 when they got married.
Whoa.
And that was normal back then.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And she got pregnant early, too. I mean, not young in her day, but for us, it's young.
Dude.
It's crazy.
Same with my my great-grandma. I still have a great-grandma.
Yeah?
She got my grandma when she was 18. My dad got me when 18.
Mm-hmm.
I broke the generational curse!
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 18.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it crazy? My dad had 4 kids in my age.
Yeah. My dad had 3 kids, yeah.
4 kids. And I was, what's the math? I was 14 years old.
When
my dad was my age.
What?
Right?
What?
When my dad was, well, I'm 33. Okay, wait, hold on. 33 minus 18 is what?
15?
15.
Yeah.
I was freaking... Okay, when my dad was my age right now, I was 15 years old. So imagine having a 15-year-old in my age right now.
Oh!
Yeah, imagine like my 15-year-old kid. I'm my dad. Yes.
It's like you having a 15-year-old kid.
Yes.
Oh.
Was my dad when he was my age.
That's crazy.
So you know me. You know me since I was 15.
Yeah.
My dad was only 33.
Dang.
Isn't that crazy?
That's why they're playing basketball and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like when I have kids and they're like 18, I don't know if I'm going to be playing basketball with them, like running up and down the court. That's crazy.
Isn't that wild to think?
Dang. I feel like it's probably going to go back and forth. Like back in the day, they had kids early. And then now these days, especially in California life environment, everybody has kids later.
Mm-hmm.
And then when our kids are going to have kids young, because they're going to see how old we are when they're 20.
They're like,
and they're like, oh, I want to have kids young. So it's just going to go back and forth.
For real. Especially then, like AI technology is probably going to be crazy like in the future.
We don't even need to have kids. We could just have an AI kid.
We could. It's not the same.
Yeah. We just, that'd be great. Little hot. Whoa.
I'm just kidding, bro. AI? I'm just kidding.
But we could have like a little thing that goes around. It's just a hologram. And we're like, and it doesn't look like a hologram. It looks like a little Pixar.
I don't know.
Little Pixar kid?
Nah, that's kind of trippy, bro.
But what if you can't have kids?
Then.
And you can't afford to have kids?
Adopt, bro.
AI. Adopt AI. No, you can't afford a kid.
I can't afford to adopt a kid.
Yeah, but you've always wanted a kid your whole life, but you can't afford to feed
another
kid and take him to school.
Life's about adjusting, so hell yeah. AI kid?
Yup.
Then I...
Cool.
Just kidding. A generational curse. My parents never... FYI. It's just like hypothetical if it happened. Please break that curse. Look at us saving lives. Anxiety. Top 3 ways.
Top 3 ways what?
Okay, so we started the podcast talking about anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone deals with it.
Mm-hmm.
Top three ways how you deal with yours. I'll go first. Crying. I cry myself.
Black my eyes and cut my...
Wait. Black my heart.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's good.
You go.
Deal with anxiety. Stay up late at night in silence, in the dark, and just listen to my inner demons until I fall asleep.
Damn.
Your turn.
antidepressants.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still on it. People look down on it, but it helps, you know?
Yeah, I did it. I did it for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And it was, but I was just too scared to stay on it.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to, because they said 3 to 6 months is what you should be doing.
Yeah, I actually have my dose, so
okay.
I'm just upgrading. But the goal is to eventually wean your way out of it.
Yeah.
But it does help. It like gives you the chemicals to feel normal.
Yeah.
It does help.
Especially just in stressful times. That was a stressful time.
Oh, yeah.
When I took
it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Bro.
That was probably the most stress I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. I was there.
It was a lot. Like,
you okay, bro?
Yeah. No. So it helped me get through that part of my life. And yeah. I would love to. I would definitely do it again if I felt the need to.
Mm-hmm.
But the weaning off thing, it's like you're supposed to. So you take one thing and then you have to go down by a quarter for 2 weeks. And then you go down to half for 2 weeks. Then you go to a quarter for 2 weeks.
I did it too quickly. No wonder I still feel weird.
Well, if you stay there, you'll get used to it. And then you only need to wean. You only take a month to wean off. It took me 2 months to wean off.
That's a weird word. Wean.
Jason the Ween, man.
Who?
Jason the Ween.
Is that how it came from?
No, I don't know. I just know he's a streamer. He's an Asian streamer. So I always keep track of the Asian streamers.
Oh!
We got Valkyrie. We got Ryan Higa. We got Jason the Ween. We got Guava. We got Wasabi.
Oh. Who else? Disguised Toast? Oh.
Disguised Toast.
Sykuno. Who else?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
But
yeah, I mean,
let's see, what else do I do? Breathing. Do you ever breathe?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Like, what kind of breathing do you do?
Like every day.
Like fire breathing, water
breathing. No, I just do. I just count to four inhale four on the exhale until I fall asleep.
So box breathing.
Sometimes I'm just like laying in bed and it's been like an hour and I can't fall asleep. And then I realize my face is super tight. Like my jaw is clenched. Like my shoulders are up. And then I'm like, oh. And then when I start breathing, I can let everything go. And I can focus on letting everything go.
Yeah.
Then I fall asleep. But it takes me a while because I have ADHD. I usually get through like two counts of four and then I start wandering about something else. And I have to bring myself back.
What kind of mattress do you have? I think that will help you sleep, bro.
I don't know.
Well, when was the last time you got a mattress?
I probably had the same one for a few years, yeah.
How many years? That's the secret.
Probably like...
Is it more than four?
Probably.
You need a new mattress.
You think?
Do you rotate it every time?
Yeah, I rotate it like every 6 months.
Yeah, I think it's time for a new mattress.
Dang, should we just trade?
I have had it. I need a new mattress. I've had mine for like 7 years. I've been just like holding it off. I'm like... Then you gotta get someone to take the old mattress and then... Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, you know what freaking happened to my freaking TV? I've had this big 85 or 75 inch TV for like 5 or 6 years. I'm watching it, and then all of a sudden, I look away at my phone and I look back up, and the audio is still normal and everything's normal, but it's just streaks of color that you don't even see what the picture is. It just looks like, you know, in Interstellar when he looks through the bookshelf.
Yeah.
It's like that. Just a bunch of colors on the screen. And I turned it off. I unplugged everything. Oh. I tried to fix it.
8 years?
It's probably like 6 years I've had it.
Time for a new TV?
Yeah. Well, I have a repair guy coming in the morning, but I'm sure he's just going to be like, oh, yeah, you got to get a new TV.
I wonder if there's a way to recycle that, because I would hate to like throw away the mattress or whatever, or the TV.
Well, you can't even donate the mattress. I'm sure I could donate or sell the TV for like a super cheap price to like a TV repair place. He's like, oh, yeah, I could fix that in like 10 minutes. And he's like, boop, 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 boop.
So I have no TV?
Yeah, no, I have no TV in the living room.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that TV. That was your TV in your old place. When did you first get that TV?
I think I got it either at the Woodland Hills house or the Studio City house.
Oh, dang.
I think it was the Woodland Hills one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just such a big room that I was like, oh, I need a big TV.
New TV, new chair, new mattress.
New back.
Expenses. New back.
Yeah.
Dang. I don't know. I don't know why I grabbed that.
No.
It's good.
Hey, man, you got to stay fueled with Huel.
Mm.
Oh, is it hunger fuel?
Is it?
I don't don't know.
That's a cool one.
That makes a lot of
hunger
sense.
Hunger fuel.
Is it hunger fuel?
That's
human fuel.
Human. Is that really what it is? Yeah. Oh, human fuel. Oh. You know semen has 30 grams of protein?
Well, what's in what measurement? Serving size? You know?
Per teaspoon. No.
Per teaspoon?
No. Per
Oh, the whole thing?
Apparently. That's 30
grams. How much does this have?
35.
30 grams?
35.
So this one has more protein than semen.
Yeah.
Damn. What if you like do like a fat...
How many does that have? Sorry.
Here, let's play a game. Let's play a game. All right. Stand up.
Mm.
I know you're like not too good at school, right? I'm gonna name 10 subjects.
Okay.
And then you, it's a trend. I thought it'd be funny doing it live. All right, here we go.
All right.
So you're not good with school, right?
No. Yeah.
So I'm gonna name some subjects, school subjects, and you just have to kind of, you know, give me a reaction of how you feel about that. You can like twerk, you can make sounds. Okay, you ready?
Mm.
All right. English. History.
Mm.
Physics. PE. Chemistry. Lunch.
Yeah. I like economics. That's cooking, yeah?
Yeah.
No, that's home ec. What's economics?
Like finance.
Reading.
All right.
That's it. That's good. Thank you. That's a nice little break from your back.
All right. Thank you for having me on, Roy.
Yep. Thank you for having yourself on, too.
Aww. You think we should get another co-host?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Bye.